I am blessed. You are blessed. Of course, I am sure there are moments when we feel anything but blessed. Moments, and that is in the greater course of God's time, moments. There are moments when, well, we have alluded to some of them this morning. Moments when we feel powerless. Moments when we consider ourselves without worth. Moments when blessing is not something we feel we can pass on to anybody because we don't feel blessed ourselves. I am blessed. There are times when blessing is something these hands seem incapable of doing. There are times when our hands want to, instead of being open, or instead of being, like Caitlin said, pushing against someone else. There are times when our hands are like this, or like this. I am blessed. But that's not where it ends. You see, if I am blessed, then you are blessed as well. And if you are blessed, then someone else is blessed as well. Again, I return. I like that image you shared, Caitlin. I hope that's something that reverberates around our church. That image of pushing back, hand against hand. But our blessing is for a purpose. I, you, we are blessed to be a witness. Now, to be a witness does not mean to stand and shout at someone. That's how some people interpret the word witness. I will stand and proclaim Jesus, even if my proclamation of Jesus hits you like a brick and knocks you down. Is that witness? Or does witness have ingrained with it a sense of withness? When we witness to what we know. We cannot witness to more than what we know. But when we witness to what we know, we are standing with another person. We are standing with the world in which God has planted us. Yes, Jesus says, we are in the world, but not of the world, but we are still in the world. We do not run away from the world. And we must confess our tradition has that, as most other traditions do, has that tendency to run away. It is human nature, as we alluded to earlier, it is human nature to either flight or fight. And our tradition has a little bit of that flight nature to it. I mean, our very beginning. What did we do? We began in Germany and we flew. Well, we didn't fly, we floated. We floated across to the sea, to this new land, and planted ourselves here. Planted. That's a good image. It's an image that connects us to this morning's scripture. A scripture that kind of leads us into what it means to be a witness. What it means to share a blessing, to continue on that story that didn't begin with Jesus, you know. It began in the very beginning of all things. And it flows through the whole story, and there's a one point in that story where you have this older couple, and it's not just about young people. There's a story about this old couple named Abraham and Sarah. And God called them to step out by faith. And they did. And in His calling, God blessed them. But His calling didn't involve just them being blessed. It was blessing them with a purpose that they will bless others. Their descendants will bless others. And through them, the whole world would be blessed, be able to bless itself. It's a long story that we are a part of. And it's wisdom that gets us to understand that, to see the bigger picture. See, that's part of our struggle every day, is to be seeing the bigger picture. When bad news comes, to see the bigger picture and to see the resources that we already have and to see the ways in which God has blessed us, that we might have faith that as we step up into the future that we can't see, that God will continue blessing. Wisdom. The book of James is a beloved book by the brethren. And some have called it the New Testament's wisdom literature. In the Old Testament, you've got such books as Proverbs and Ecclesiastes that have kind of down-to-earth stuff in it. But down-to-earth things that kind of link to a wisdom that is beyond us. The same is true of the book of Proverbs. The book of James. And James calls us to step into that blessing and shows us the way about how we can be a blessing. That a blessing person is not a shouter. A blessing person, yes, pushes back, but in ways that are not with a fist or with a slap. Whether that be physically or verbally or in other ways. That there is a gentleness to this wisdom. Because true wisdom is, in some ways I preach the same sermon over and over again but gentleness and true wisdom is about knowing the limitations of our wisdom and the things that we know. Because when we reach the end of our knowing, there is God. I am blessed. You are blessed. Now that sounds a bit ego-centered, doesn't it? I am blessed. Except when you turn the corner and realize that it begins with one of the first names for God. What did God say when Moses approached him at the burning bush and was worried about his people whom God was calling him to deliver? And he said to God, when I tell them who has sent me, what am I to say? What should I call you? And God said, tell them that I am sent you. Because I am who I am. I am that I am. And that is actually the meaning behind the word that our Jewish brothers and sisters who just began their Rosh Hashanah, their celebration, I mean, by the way, this is we're kind of at an intersect of a couple different religions. These next weeks between Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year, and Ramadan in the Islamic faith. Where was I going with this? I am the great I am. The great I am. You know, we don't control God. That word that God used, you know, that Jews, that they don't say out loud. We say Yahweh or Jehovah or whatever, but it's actually a word they do not even utter because it is so holy. But it means I am. The great I am is a part of the blessing to which we witness. Now tomorrow is, it was declared an International Day of Peace. It has been for the last 10 years by the United Nations. And you know what the religious groups did with that? Instead of saying, oh, it's an International Day of Peace. No, let's make this an International Day of Prayer for Peace. Realizing that prayer is the beginning step, the beginning awareness, the pushing back. And in prayer, in some ways, and this, I just was thinking, this is a wonderful image of what prayer is when we encounter God. Because God's hand is pushing back when we pray. That's when, you know, prayer can be angry. And I hope that when bad things happen, that you are able to share your anger with God. I don't understand, God, why is this happening? That you are able to push back at God and know that God's hand will be there, won't it? I am there. Do you believe that? Well, tomorrow is this International Day of Prayer for Peace, and just a simple thing you can do, lunchtime, noon, take a moment to pray for peace. Knowing that there are millions of believers, not just Christians, but believers around the world who are at that moment praying also, and realizing that, let's see, there are about 24 noons that take place around this globe. Spanning the globe. Something very simple that I invite you to do. But just now, let's take a moment of silence. And let's become aware of the one who is there. I am who I am, and the one who blesses every moment of our days and enables us to live out and to sing out the song that is our peace.